This is listener-supported public radio, KBBI Homer, AM 890. The time is 11:13 a.m. I'm Kathleen Gustafson. This fire update just came from the Alaska Division of Forestry. The Caribou Lake Fire was active Tuesday, spreading toward valuable assets as poor visibility limited aircraft support. Fire retardant drops slowed the spread of the fire as helicopters shuttled the Redding Hotshot crew of California to the fire. Smoke jumpers continued constructing a dozer line. As of yesterday evening, the size of the fire is estimated to be 700 acres. The fire was active through the night last night. East winds are expected to challenge firefighters today. On the North Fork, firefighters were able to hold their dozer line around the North Fork fire. The North Fork fire remains at 59 acres. Clear skies and temperatures in the 60s, along with winds from the east starting this afternoon, will challenge firefighters on the peninsula as dry conditions continue. The next predicted rain for the fire areas is expected Friday as a front moves through, predicted to bring isolated showers. The primary focus today on the Caribou Lake Fire will be on the western flank of the fire. East winds are expected to increase fire activity. There are more than a dozen structures to the southeast of the fire along the north shore of the Caribou Lake. The 28 smoke jumpers and hotshots on that fire will continue to build fire line, working with three dozers and an excavator. Aircraft will continue to support firefighters as conditions allow. East winds and large trees falling across fire lines will continue to challenge firefighters on the North Fork fire as they continue to hold and improve their perimeter. Water trucks are being used to shuttle water to the fire line. Drivers should be cautious around firefighters and equipment. There are no road closures associated with the North Fork fire. Because of forecast winds, residents along the North Fork Road north of the fire and in communities along Diamond Ridge Road to the south remain on a level 1 ready notice. A ready alert is not a notice to evacuate. This means that people must be ready for potential evacuation, including assisting family members with special needs and arranging to move mobile property, pets, or livestock. The Sterling Highway is closed from milepost 53 to 75. Also, there is a burn ban now in effect for the Kenai Peninsula. Stay tuned to KBBI for updates. Check our website, kbbi.org, and our KBBI Facebook page for updates as they become available. For KBBI News, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.